Hello guys, now I'm going to present for you different methods of dose modulation in computer tomography. What's the challenge here is that you need to remember everything you learned in the first grade of radiation physics.
The first method is the automatic tube current modulation. The principle is the same as automatic exposure control in conventional radiography. The X-ray exposure stops when the detector has received the appropriate amount of signal. The aim is to get an equal exposure to the detector at all angles, regardless of patient size and tissue attenuation, and thereby reduce the patient dose and maintain constant image quality. Automatic tube current modulation can be divided in angular modulation, meaning the XY or axial plane, and longitudinal modulation, meaning the Z plane along the patient length. Angular tube current modulation takes place in the axial plane or XY plane. The amount of tissue to be penetrated is not the same in the anterior-posterior patient position as in lateral patient position. In lateral position, there are more tissue for the photons to penetrate to get to the detector. That means you need more X-rays to be sure that the detector receives enough signal. To get more X-rays, you need to increase the tube current. So, the lateral position in the scan needs more tube current. The radiographer decides the amount of noise to be allowed in the image and thereby the degree of modulation. The longitudinal tube current modulation takes place along the patient length. Several parts of the body attenuate X-ray differently. The skull part will attenuate a big amount of radiation because of much bone structures with high mass density and mass number. When the scan reaches the lungs, the attenuation will be much lower because the lung contains air which doesn't attenuate. The abdomen area with soft tissue requires more photons and tube current, and the pelvis with much bone structures requires even more. Small body parts like the throat requires less current than big body parts like the pelvis. So, the tube current will change during the scan and table movement. Automatic tube current modulation will normally use both angular and longitudinal modulation. The modulation is based on the scout and the first 180 degrees of the scan. The signal from the first part of the scan will identify the position of the patient. Before scanning the patient, the radiographer will decide the degree of modulation by deciding the amount of noise in the image, meaning the image quality. The vendors have different methods for this, like decide the noise index, set the image quality based on a reference image, or decide effective mass and patient size. Here you can see illustrations of the dose modulation. The first illustration shows the current to a small versus a big patient. The next illustration shows the angular tube current modulation when the current varies when the patient is scanned in the AP-PA position relative to the lateral position. The longitudinal modulation shows more tube current in the pelvis and skull region and less in the lungs. By adding these together, you will have a variation of tube current approximately like the last illustration.
Hang in there!